Hi, this is Bert Plaster speaking to you from Chiang Mai, Thailand. And I just wanted to share a few words today, starting with Hebrews chapter 12, verses 28 and 29. And that says, "Let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And thus, let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire." And in these days, as events of the world have taken our attention, especially tremendous suffering and destruction and death in Turkey and Syria, troubling things, I've had my attention drawn to God's word and his revelation of himself as a consuming fire. And it's true, I don't really understand the connection completely between the events and God's being revealed as a consuming fire. But some scriptures do help us understand what he was saying to us. In Deuteronomy 4:24, God says, "For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God." And in Deuteronomy 9:3, God says, "Know therefore today that he who goes before you is a consuming fire, the Lord your God." And this revelation of God is a leveling revelation, one that puts people on the same plane and brings humility to all people. On the one hand, God says that he's a consuming fire to enemies and will destroy the enemies of God, which at the point that he says that are also the enemies of Israel. And on the other hand, God warns his people not to turn to any idols and not to provoke him to jealousy, because he is a consuming fire. And now in Hebrews, we're encouraged to worship God in awe, forced to realize that he is a consuming fire that we need to run towards, not away from. We have no hope in running away from him, even if he is a consuming fire. And in a way, it's a more intense and even somewhat violent parallel of the word in 2 Corinthians 3:18. "And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." So here in Hebrews, beholding the glory of the Lord, we draw near even to the one who is a consuming fire. Some things are consumed while we are being transformed. So as you draw near to God in this season of world events, this season that could be frightening in some ways and troubling in many ways, may you experience that your transformation is happening even through stormy and troubling times. And for anybody who's in this situation, that this is a stormy and troubling time, I want to share a music video that struck me very powerfully, a song that was shared at TomCon recently by Wendy Cron. So thank you, Wendy. God bless you all, and enjoy the video.